Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMV Baseball. I am Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Let's bring the mood today. You know, let's bring some positivity to the conversation here. The recruiting process in general can be pretty stressful. Understandably so. But I think it's important to not lose sight of the fact that still playing a game, and you have to enjoy it, right? Fun is important. Having fun, showing up, enjoying what you're doing, having some energy for what you're doing. I think it can – I'm not sure if it gets talked about enough in this process, but I think that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. What do you think, Coach?
Sure, let's do it. Kick us off.
Well, I think kind of to the point at the top, like, this process can be stressful, and I think it's easy to forget that and lose sight of what the kids are going through in this process, and that they're constantly in a position where they're getting evaluated. You got college coaches standing behind the screen with radar guns, and this process can be really stressful. But making sure that your son, or if your daughter's going through this in another sport, making sure they enjoy showing up every day, making sure that they got a smile on their face when they're heading to the field, when they're going to the weight room. I think it's really important. I don't think it can be understated. You got to have some passion for this, and you got to really enjoy going about it in order to get through the stressful moments that are inevitable in the recruiting process and the evaluation process. Cause it's the reality of it. It's hard, right? It's hard, and you don't always get exactly what you want. Sometimes you don't perform as well as you want to in front of the coaches that you want to do your best in front of. But finding some joy in what you're doing and not losing sight of the fact that we are playing a game. You get an opportunity to go compete, and you got to make sure that is a part of it. And like, from a parent's perspective, I think recognizing the stressful situations that your kid are in and trying to do things to help alleviate that is important. Right. And not putting undue pressure on them throughout this process, and making sure that when you drop them off at the field, that they're not getting out of the car with a ton of anxiety about performance, but they're actually happy to be where they're going. It's something you got to recognize. And I think it's something that you have to actively try to make sure is in place. Because if you can, the kid's going to perform better because he's relaxed and he's ready to go, and he's actually enjoying being where he's going to be. And then the other part of it is you only kind of get one high school career, and like, you're in the middle of this. You want to make sure that you don't lose sight of what you're doing in the moment either. And I think that's important. I think it allows kids to perform better, and I think it alleviates some stress along the way that's going to be unavoidable, but it'll reduce it, and you'll be able to get back to center in terms of enjoying what you're doing and having fun, being with people on your team, being with families, and enjoying those moments just as much as you do the other stuff. And I think it helps immensely when you're going through a process like this.
Yeah. I think the other side of it too is, you know, the vast majority of kids who are aspiring to play college baseball have just put in a lot of time, energy, and effort over the course of the offseason. October, November, December, January, February, you know, we're pushing 6 months, you know, half a year of time, you know, in the cages, off the mound, in bullpens, flat grounds, defensive work, obviously the weight room, things of that nature, right? To get yourself more physical, to get yourself in a better spot, to play in the spring, to acquire more skills so that stuff translates when you can actually go play. And I think that, you know, a lot of people put a lot more stress on the recruiting process when, to your point, it already is kind of stressful. You know, I think one of the biggest things that younger kids and families and players need to understand is, you know, you just put in all this time, energy, and effort over the course of the last 5-6 months. Now you get to go play. Like, that's the super fun part. about this. You get an opportunity to go compete, you know, with your teammates, you know, against other teams, and you have to kind of let the chips fall where they may, right? Like, you know, if you go out there and force it and think that every single at bat or every single pitch or every single play needs to be perfect in order for you to be recruited, you know, you're likely going to fold like a cheap tent when the lights are on. Instead of kind of trusting in your ability and being able to go do the things it was that you've worked on over the past 5-6 months and letting your ability show out on the field, where coaches can really start to make decisions on whether or not they think that you're going to be worthy of, I shouldn't say worthy, whether or not you would be a fit into their program. Right. And that's a little bit of a longer process too. You know, it's not something where someone's going to show up and watch you play in early April and be like, yeah, that's a dude, we're going to offer him right now. Like, they're going to want to see you a couple more times. You know, they want to see you fail. Like, this is a game of failure. You have to understand that. And I think, you know, so many times, you know, and it happens at all levels. It happens in college. It happens in pro ball. It happens in the high school level. It happens at the youth level. There's a lot of undue pressure that's put on a lot of this. And, you know, kids don't necessarily understand how to sink back to their training. And they, you know, it's like the old Navy SEAL thing. Like, you don't rise to the occasion, you sink to your training. You know, and I think that that's where, you know, a lot of people go awry, where you have a lot of stress from the recruiting process and coaches and, you know, emails and responding or not responding and who's going to come see me. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, unless they tell you you're coming, you're never going to know realistically. You know, you will when someone throws a radar gun up behind home plate. But, you know, most guys are going incognito and not really trying to let anyone know that they're there watching, because they want to see how you react. They want to see what you can do, and, you know, when you think no one's looking. And, you know, all of that stuff can kind of compound itself. You know, to your point, it's already stressful. There's no reason to put more on it. Like, go have fun. Like, this is the fun part of the season. You know, we got tryouts for high school kids rolling around. We get to go play games. You get to go compete. You get to do a whole hell of a lot, and go have fun. Like, you know, let the chips fall where they may. You can put your head down at night and sleep, knowing that you left it all out there on the field and did everything it was that you could do in order to be recruited. You know, you don't want to live with that, like, well, you know, I probably could have done, you're like, yeah, man, everyone could have done better, but how'd you react? How'd you respond? You know, this is a game of failure, and, you know, how you handle that failure will ultimately be the determination factor on whether or not you're going to be recruited. You know, and I think that it's you know, when we talk about the fun aspect, like, it's not, you know, balloon animals and giraffes at the circus, but, like, you go work your tail off for the last 5 or 6 months to go compete and have fun and show out. And that's what you need to go do now over the course of the next couple months when it comes to the spring season in high school, and carrying that good season into the summer, and really let people get a really good look at the hard work you've put in and what you've done. And everything will be okay in the long run if you go do those types of things. Adding more pressure to this already pressure-filled situation isn't going to be beneficial for anybody.
Well said, Coach. I don't know if I have anything else to add.
Wow. All right.
Well, when you're that thorough, what am I supposed to do? I can't really follow that up.
Oh, you know, I've been sitting on that one all day.
Yeah. No, have fun. Enjoy it. Right? Like, you don't get these moments back. And I mean, the fact of the matter is, you got to enjoy this stuff in order to be successful anyways. You know, cause it does take hard work, but you got to enjoy that hard work, and you got to enjoy being around good people. So have fun with it. Make sure if you're, you know, mom and dad listening to this, make sure your kid enjoys doing it. It'll help with their performance, and it'll make this process a lot less stressful. I think it's really important. Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just to piggyback, like, it's a finite window, right? Like, especially in the high school era, like, it's a finite window where, you know, you're looking at 1 to 2 years where you're likely to be recruited, you know, sophomore, junior year, junior to senior year. Like, that's such a finite window, and to add way more stress and anxiety to that situation is not going to be conducive for anybody. You know, we talk about a finite window at the college level. That's 4 years. Like, finite, like, it's even smaller at the high school level, because you know, with the new recruiting rules and everything else we have going on, like you're really looking at a window of, you know, 2 years where you're legitimately being recruited. And that's a small window. And, you know, all of this can be pressure packed, but, you know, it could be a powder keg, but we can diffuse it by, you know, going out, having fun and competing and doing the things it is that you love and sinking back into what it is you've the work you've put in over the last 5 months to really show out for people to make really good decisions on you.
Let's end it on that note.
Okay.
For listening, everybody. Tune in next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.